Liquid IV, possibly my favorite sponsor ever. Thank you, Liquid IV, for sponsoring this episode. Grab your favorite Liquid IV flavors nationwide at Walmart, or you could get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use Stanhope at checkout. That's the code, Stanhope. You get it? That's 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today using promo code Stanhope at liquidiv.com.
You're listening to the Doug Stanhope Podcast.
Good afternoon, everyone out there in Wonderland. Chad Shank is back. Junior Stopka's here. Chaley and Tracy are on the in the funhouse. I'm out in the desert.
Good afternoon.
So did I miss anything there?
There meaning in Bisbee or...
in the world.
In our collective.
I know Rooney's dead.
Yeah, Rooney. Yeah, another fallen soldier. Yeah.
Yeah, that's Erickson's dog.
The Bretschels.
Yes. Henry Phillips' nemesis.
Well, how happened?
They were just old.
15,
all lumpy
16?
And cancery.
Yeah.
I hate lumpy cancers.
My worst, one of my two favorite things to hate, lumpy cancer.
I think he was talking about chicks in the bar, like astrology signs.
You're a
lumpy cancers.
You're a cancer worst with your moon in lump. So we did our gag.
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
We did our Domino's gag. That's why we're dressed like Domino's guys.
Mm. I thought you guys were pulling a shift.
Do you need anything?
On break.
Mm. Oh, good. I flew into Omaha. First of all, if you fly Delta, don't ever go through Salt Lake. Not for years until they finish that airport, because it's not a fucking airport. It's a bus station.
Yeah.
They drop you in the middle of a tarmac. You go down in the fucking cold rain to a waiting series of buses, and you get there, the fucking, like, it's a 20-minute walk at my fastest pace, like Olympic speed walking pace, to get to my next gate in time for my flight. So it's not even like you can't even, don't even think about going to the Sky Club. You don't have time. And I know it's I can't bitch about first class on Twitter, but first class means fucking nothing.
Yeah.
Like, it used to be like, there's no like blankets or pillows anymore. There's no, like, you used to be able to pre-order your meal. Now you, like, you're, what used to be dinner is now that for dinner they serve lunch. For lunch they serve a snack. Your breakfast is now continental. There's no fucking TVs in the most of them.
Well, the commuter ones, if you were taking one of those commuter flights. I mean, basically what you said though about Salt Lake City, it's the same with LA, the Delta terminal. That commuter, it's fucking horrible. You do travel on a bus while traveling on a plane because it's so fucking torn up.
They used to, you have to understand, I put fucking almost 2 million miles into Delta now. So, I've earned my right to bitch. They used to put a priority, the priority sticker they put on your bag when you check in, that means your bags would come up first. Now it means you get a free sticker.
Sucker sticker.
So I got into Omaha. I met Junior. And we ordered. We had our Domino's stuff ready for the next day because we were flying together the next day from Omaha through Minneapolis, Sky Club, and then to Indy. And we wanted to have a real – we got the pizza box here, the pizza warmer box. Hello.
Hello. Looks new.
Yes, brand new. We wanted to have a pizza in it, so we ordered Domino's the night before and promptly ate it. But we wanted to have the box because at Omaha Gates, they had a Godfather's pizza. So we thought that would be a funny video, is us ordering a Godfather's pizza dressed up like this and then immediately putting it into a Domino's box and then putting it into the warmer bag.
Someone watching you goes, I knew it. I fucking knew it.
I have to ask, did you guys wear Domino's uniforms when the guy delivered your Domino's pizza to confuse the fuck out of him?
He didn't bat an eye. I think he was illegal.
Undocumented.
Undocumented. Yes. Thank you for correcting me. Yeah, he didn't.
He's an undocumented dirty foreigner.
Oh, I thought you just meant he didn't have a pizza delivery license.
I thought it was some sting operation, like undercover boss.
Well, maybe he delivers to his own people all the fucking time, and it's just not a thing. Like, hey, more Domino's employees, keep Domino's.
I was hoping we would bring back Spy TV for like a split second, you know?
He turns around and the mailman's also got a Domino's uniform on.
But yeah, I thought that would be a great, like, if you could mix Undercover Boss with a prank show, like, I'm really telling you that we are starting a Domino's Air Force and we deliver pizza by air and you're just going along with it because you need the job.
And stupid music in the background, you know?
Yeah, he didn't bat an eye.
We're way richer than you are. That's the joke.
So yeah, we sat at the bar next to Godfather's, and the lady asked us where we were going, and we told her that we were delivering the pizza to Danica Patrick in Indianapolis.
Yeah,
and that she only vaguely questioned the whole idea. She just, are you serious? I said, yeah. She says, you know, these athletes, sports people, they have superstitions. I think the only time she ever won a race was in Omaha after a Domino's pizza. I don't know. We're just doing our job, ma'am.
She's retired, everybody though. You know that, right?
For it.
What's that?
There was no question. Everyone fell for it. There was no real questions about anything. So shocking or unshocking.
Yeah, it's not like it's not the kind of gag that people are going to go, what?
Yeah, yeah.
But they're going to just sit there and go, why was it? That doesn't. But they had the box with the pizza. Yeah, just something to confuse them for the rest of their trip. So, yeah, we didn't want to do it. Like, first thing in the morning when you're sober or still hungover from the night before. Yeah, well, I go, Junior, we just put on the uniforms and just let the gag come to us. We don't have to be proactive with this.
Yeah, you're doing a shift. You got to be bored with it. You're working.
Yeah. Yeah, be surly. Just be in the same mood we're in. And
Mondays, right?
I felt like Impractical Jokers, how they feel when they get up in the morning. Oh, I got to put on a bear costume now. Fucking going out in the park. Hey, little kid, look.
But the second flight, we had more people because we'd been in the Sky Club in Minneapolis. And then when we got on first class, we could hear the two guys going, yeah, I saw them. They were in the Sky Club. is it really pizza in that box? Yes. Why else would I be?
Who would ever ask a pizza delivery guy that?
Yeah.
It's like a dumb question.
And we weren't sitting together. We were sitting a row apart.
Yeah, yeah.
So we could occasionally make some chitter chatter, but it was.
I think the Sky Club might be the funniest part for me, picturing the puzzled looks of people. Why the fuck is there Domino's pizza?
Well, we went to the Sky Club where we landed in Indy because, you know what? That priority bag sticker doesn't mean shit. So let's drink while we wait for our bags.
Yeah.
So we hit two different Sky Clubs. And the second one, the lady said, she pointed to the pizza and she said, I go, yeah, I know, no outside food, but this is a delivery. This is for work. We're not going to be eating it. She goes, okay, then.
That's fine.
Then you guys are eating it.
No, we didn't have a pizza because, that was the problem. Godfather's Pizza didn't open until 11 a.m., and our flight was at 11:01. No. So we didn't want to take that chance.
Hold that plane. He's running. Hold that plane.
It's for Danica.
So then we do the indie show, and I had to fly back out directly the next day, and I go straight to the Sky Club, suited up, all dapper, my Delta pin proudly presented. I lost my driver's license on the plane.
We just heard.
Yeah, so I had my global entry card. So when I went into the Sky Club where we had just been, I said, yeah, I'm Doug Stanhope, global entry. We're trying to find two imposters posing as Domino's pizza delivery drivers. You haven't seen them. And the one guy goes, I saw him yesterday. Said, can you describe them? And he said, no. Oh, good, because that was me, you think. You know? But I love saying Doug Stanhope, Global Entry, as though that's a federal like department CIA, of some kind.
Well, I love Domino's Air Force. I'm pretty sure someone monitoring Twitter has taken that to the Mr. Domino. Hey, maybe this is something we can do.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look at those videos again. I guess you could play the audio back. Maybe you could play the video back. I don't know what you're
doing. I can put the video on at the end of this. We're doing this. This is a regular podcast, but if you're on Patreon with the Doug Stanhope podcast, you can. We're actually putting this out on video for our Patreon members. So there's that.
Yeah, I do remember saying Domino's Air Force and pie in the sky. I don't know if that got in there. That's our promotion, pie in the sky. Or maybe that was Junior. I don't know. By the time the prank was over, we were liquored up enough. We were in the mood.
Yeah.
We drank in Omaha. We drank in Minneapolis. We drank on the plains. And
what got us in the mood was the limo drive over there.
Oh, I forgot about that.
That's why I was going to yell at you. I mean, that's the part. Like, we got picked up in a limo, and the guy had the little chauffeur hat, and we walked right into that limo, and then we started to giggle. And then
we met this guy. In fact, I believe they're going to be the a new sponsor. I'm not even going to tell you what the product is till you have hammered out a deal, Chaley.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a good one. So he gave me a sample package of his products. Just tried them out today. Fucking top notch. And he goes, if you guys need a ride tomorrow, I own a limo. I can have my guy pick you up. And I go, we're not going to say no. So I was trepidatious. We got up early in case no limo showed up because we were all pretty fucking hammered offering this. And sure enough, he showed up. It wasn't even his guy. I couldn't get my guy. So I just figured I'd drive you myself. And he's in a t-shirt and jeans and he looks as hungover as we are. But it's a stretch limo. I mean, it's an old one. It looks like you're going to prom, but it was the stretch kind with the L-shaped long seat, and he had it completely stocked with booze and ice. And
don't forget the prequel with the breakfast lady, our first fool of the day.
What was that?
The breakfast lady who came up and said, I used to be a Domino's delivery driver, and that's the only pizza I like. Like, she was relating to the common man, you know?
Yeah, she didn't question why we'd be. Like, there's no Domino's that's open at 8:30 in the morning.
And she's in the biz, too. She should know better.
Yeah. Kitty cat.
That was the cat ready to fucking diarrhea on the mic.
Sometimes I got to wipe his ass afterwards, too. It's pretty great.
No way.
Oh.
No way.
It's right on his fur. Anyway.
So the guy gets us there in the limo.
Pizza.
Yeah, we're having cocktails in the limo. I forgot we just started drinking in the limo. So we had to. And he let me smoke with the window open. And then when he stops to pick us up, to drop us off, I go, you got to do the open the door thing for us. And he goes, oh, wait. And he puts on his little chauffeur's hat, even though the rest of him is in a fucking sweaty t-shirt.
Yeah, he's dressed as the dude from the Big Lebowski, but he's got the chauffeur hat.
Yeah. So by the time we got to Indianapolis, I was ready to make videos. I wanted to push the prank to its extreme, but it didn't have one. I thought you were talking about the breakfast lady, but you weren't there. When I got up for breakfast yesterday morning to leaving before I left Indy, I went down to that fucking Hilton Garden Inn breakfast, and I was too hungover. I just wanted like a yogurt and some fruit, and she said, we're out of yogurt. And I wasn't just going to eat fruit cup. And I said, do you have any non-fat milk? Because sometimes I can just drink a half gallon of non-fat milk in a swig and be fine. She goes, I'll go in the back and get some. We only have 2% out here. And she brought out a big glass of ice cold milk. And I chugged half a pint glass before I realized it was rancid. Like chunky rancid. And she saw that I was about to puke, and I'm like, and she goes, hang on. And it said it didn't expire until the 17th. And then I heard them in the back evidently smelling that what they poured me, and them retching, going, oh, oh, oh. So that taste was in my mouth all day, and I
couldn't
get it out of there.
It's brutal.
How was the fruit cup?
I quit while I was ahead. I grabbed one of their 2% off the pantry shelf, and I chugged that, hoping that would get the taste out of my mouth. And
threw it
in the wastebasket and left. I didn't even go ahead. Ask me to pay for that. Go ahead, fucking assholes. Chucked the empty container on the floor and went to my room.
You know, all my family growing up has always drank buttermilk.
Oh.
And I was the only one in the whole family that didn't drink buttermilk. The other day, a couple weeks ago, I was talking to my grandparents and my dad about it. And they're like, you don't like buttermilk? And I'm like, no, I don't like sour fucking milk. I like my milk to be...
If you have a recipe that requires buttermilk and you don't have buttermilk, you add vinegar to regular milk.
Oh.
That's the trick.
Oh.
Fucking disgusting. Buttermilk goes through me like fucking shit through a goose, though, man.
Oh.
I made a buttermilk pie once, and that was the last time. I mean, you don't know until you know. So
They put salt and pepper on it.
I've never been even confronted with buttermilk. I don't think I've ever been in the same room as buttermilk. I thought that was just like an Amish thing.
I guess
canned condensed milk.
Amish is butter. They make butter, not buttermilk. You're talking about the Borden's condensed milk. That's good in coffee and tea.
I dated a girl when I was a teenager they were all like all natural. Her mother had whatever you call those.
A bush?
No, those stores. She ran a store that had all that fucking nonsense. And they used to drink goat's milk.
Like a co-op?
And they'd give it, like, she had two, kids that, like, one of them still on the bottle, and they'd put this fucking curdled, like, goat's milk, untreated, whatever.
Unpasteurized.
Unpasteurized.
I had to drink goat's milk.
Uncivilized,
my
whatever you call it.
Kid.
Uncivilized milk.
Ranch dressing is the number one condiment. Buttermilk is going to be around forever. That's all they use it for.
Oh, yeah, buttermilk ranch. Yeah, I guess I have had buttermilk, but it was ranch. That's different.
Yeah, it contains no buttermilk. It's a little asterisk.
I mean, if you're drinking mayonnaise and vinegar, you're basically drinking that, right?
Yeah.
Little dill.
I'd rather drink mayonnaise and vinegar than buttermilk.
I think the key to this story is we drank from 8:30 in the morning and just continued on, and I don't think it really affected the quality of the show whatsoever.
Yeah, that was show night in Indy, right?
Oh, yeah.
After you delivered Danica her pizza, did you get to the show on time?
Got to the show on time.
I think it helped the show. It helped the show because the audience was kind of tepid, and I didn't really give a shit. Like,
well, a junior, comedy changes when you've got a steady job.
Yeah, both the shows are good. All these shows have been fucking great. Omaha and Indy, there were towns where I go, yeah, I don't think you guys realized weekdays had nights. It was a Monday, Tuesday, or Tuesday, Wednesday. Those people don't go out in cities like that. That's blue-collar territory. They've got their fucking slippers on and watching Ted Koppel eating a Salisbury steak frozen dinner, waiting to wake up at 4:30 in the morning to go to John Deere and strike.
I do like the early bird shows, too.
The 7 o'clock start time, 6 p.m. Doors.
Yeah. Indy was 7:15 show. We're done and out of there. Fucking 9 o'clock, 9:10, something like that.
Yeah.
And that's going long. Break time? I need a beer.
Yeah, let's take a break.
All right.
Cocktails.
Are you going to do it or you want me to run the tape?
Oh, please hold.
Please hold.
Liquid IV. When I get the box of Liquid IV sent to my house, I thought it was from a fan who knew that I need to hydrate more because of my lifestyle and behavior. And I was about to send it to the thrift store because they sent a free thermos with it. I thought, oh, I have to. No, it's just a powder that you mix in a water. They just sent a free thermos. And then when I read the package, I went, oh, someone knows me too well. And I'm like, oh, shit, I'm taking this on the road because I don't hydrate on the road. As I always talk about, I don't hydrate because I don't want to have to make Chaley stop at every rest area and piss. Like, oh, no, with liquid IV. First thing in the morning before a workout, when you feel run down, daily hydration, maintenance, hangover cure. It's definitely, especially road comics. I wake up after a long night of my job and I go down to that off ramp Super Six motel to the free breakfast and worth every penny. You know what? I used to just drink all that shitty orange juice out of the bag that they have. No, you just pour liquid IV into water and you're doing well. You're hydrated. You're going to live another year. One stick of liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates faster and more efficiently than water alone. You screwed up, God. You should have made water better like liquid IV. Just pour that packet into a glass of water. They have every flavor, not just apple juice and fake cranberry juice. No, they have lemon lime, strawberry, watermelon, passion fruit, guava, pina colada, or immune support. Oh, that's the tangerine. Yeah, there's not a flavor called immune support. That's the tangerine. I like it. I don't like guava, but Chaley likes guava, so we get along. Healthier than sugary sports drinks, which are gross and only made to dump over a coach's head when he wins a Super Bowl or a World Series. No artificial flavors or preservatives and less sugar than an apple. You don't know how much sugar's in an apple, but trust me, it's less and less is better. It contains the optimal ratio of glucose, sodium, and potassium, delivers water and nutrients into the bloodstream. What am I, Dr. Fauci? Let's get to the fucking beets. Grab your favorite liquid IV flavors nationwide at Walmart, or you could get 25% off and skip the lines when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code STANHOPE at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today using promo code STANHOPE at liquidiv.com. You know I ain't lying.
You know what I gotta get is I gotta get you to set me up with some kind of fucking headphone and speaker portable thing for when we do these Zooms, because I always feel like I'm not talking loud enough or not hearing enough of what you guys are saying while I'm talking over you.
So you want like a headset, like a gamer's headset?
Like a headset with a decent microphone that is not just counting on some piece of shit old Lenovo computer's microphone. I just want you to show me where to plug it in. Don't explain to me the fucking amplitudes and the fucking wattage and...
The amplitudes are very important, Doug, when it comes to mic selection. So I'll have five samples for you to test when you get here. And then we'll do a pros and cons. We'll Ben Fred.
Are you wanting like an omnidirectional, Stanhope, or a?
And yeah, maybe a better camera so my head doesn't look like this. It's all distorted.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, it's the camera. Jesus. You're right. Yeah, we should probably get that camera checked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wondered what it looked like.
Check the tire pressure
like
on
that
camera.
Oh, I got this guy gave us so much shit. I mean, stuff, good stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me get my readers. Fucking lost my driver's license. I broke another pair of readers. It's 2 weeks in a row where somehow the fucking arm of my fucking reading glasses just falls off. And then I have them trying to balance it, doing the new crossword puzzle with fucking one arm, trying to keep it balanced on my nose. I tuck it into the strap of my face mask. Got to keep it
what
up.
What is going on?
Holding it like a monocle.
You have two jobs and you can't afford one pair of $3 glasses?
99 cents.
Well, yeah, there's not a lot of Dollar Trees in a fucking airport if you haven't noticed. They wanted fucking $31 for a pair of reading glasses at the fucking airport. You gotta get 31 pairs at the dollar store. At the Dollar Tree, everything's a dollar. I don't know if you actually they're fucking
not anymore. That stopped
going up.
Yeah. I mean, that's fine. I mean, everything's right, still
I'm not
going to
read
two.
The whole thing, but this is Dan and Heather in Cincinnati. They're big fans. They gave us a bottle of Oyo vodka. Doug, you've always said there's no difference in the I had to prove you wrong with this vodka out of Columbus. All right. And a bottle of JTS Brown Bottle and Bond. Best bang for the buck bourbon on the market. Paul Newman drank this in his in The Hustler, which is why I went and tried it. Glad I did. $29.99 a handle.
Oh, wow.
Gave it Book of Mormon, Skyline Chili, love it or hate it. I fucking love it. There is no nothing. There's no better chili dog than a Skyline Chili dog. So, and some barbecue spice and barbecue sauce. Have fun grilling this with Chaley and a couple of packs of yellows. So yeah, that was very nice. Yeah. And it made my luggage weigh a fucking ton.
It's a Skyline Chili.
Cause I brought a handle of whatever Vitali or whatever vodka
yeah.
The junior and I didn't really make a dent in. We were all airplane drunk. We didn't need to drink much of our own supply. So I brought all that back. Had a can of that grapefruit club soda explode in my bag. Fortunately, I switched. I kept all the electronics in one bag and all the booze in another bag. This the
by accident.
Yeah. this leaked a little bit all over my fucking Domino's shirt. That was meant to protect it from smashing. And now this stinks. Valentina says, oh, I'll get you some.
Now it stinks.
Yeah, that white t-shirt was pristine before you put that Domino's overshirt on. Your jumper.
Yeah, but the fact that she went to go get me some freshener for it before I did a Zoom podcast was kind of funny.
I think the shirts came pre-stunk because I was stinking on that plane.
Oh, please, Junior. God. We've traveled with you. We've been in the car with you. It's not the fucking shirt.
I wear it 2X.
Jesus this Christ.
A big fat guy was sweating in this and did not wash it.
Now a tall, nobody long-haired guy sweating in it.
Junior had the ultimate inimitable Junior stink going on the entire time we were on tour, and it was perfect because we're in first class as Domino's guys. Why not? He's like a hobo on top of it.
You'd think you'd smell like marinara and mozzarella, you know? Not regular Junior smell.
We did eat both nights we ordered pizza and just ate the toppings off of them.
Pizza toppings are the best. I got a new recipe going. It's just pizza toppings. I just put it in aluminum foil and melt cheese.
I think it was Portland. We were in Portland and Junior was there. I ordered, it's because we were next to the Firkin Tavern and I ordered food and waited over there with Bingo until it got delivered. And it was a Domino's pizza or one of these things. It was day drinking or something. Yeah, you guys were next door day drinking. And I remember we had the pizza. We had like three Domino's pizzas out there on the table. And I know Junior only eats the toppings off of it. But I'm looking around. I'm going, Tracy, you know, she takes my crusts. And then I'm looking and I'm like, I'll grab Junior's crust. But then I noticed Junior has now taken the piece of pizza and he's licking it, all of the sauce off it like a cow on a salt lick. And I'm like, man, if I didn't see that, I would have ate all those crusts because it was just scalped pizzas. I think Tracy may have.
I was going to say, did you throw those away? Because if you didn't throw them away, then I did.
I know you're vegetarian, so I don't want any meat juices on there, you know?
Thank you.
I think you guys are married in four states.
Junior's saliva is vegan.
Junior is drunk pre and post show in Indy, and he's just like trying to Google pizza that has anchovies because he had to get his fish in for the day.
That's right.
Junior's doing, have we talked about Fishtober?
No. I've been trying to get Ari Shaffir to do it with me, but he didn't return. And sweet.
Who?
Ari.
Oh.
Junior's eating a different kind of fish every day for all of October. He had to find 31 different kinds of fish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just get them. I didn't know there was fish everywhere. This disgusting animal is in every store, everywhere in America.
Except in the two places we were playing. He finally had to settle at the end of the night. He's not only eating fish, but he has to eat one different kind of fish every day.
One helping of fish a day.
One fish. I've been enjoying your pictures, Junior, but I did notice one of your Fishtober pictures. Your fish expired in July, man. You got to keep an eye on that stuff, brother.
I know.
It's not like it's milk.
It was frozen, so I figured it's okay.
Yeah.
I already had two expired ones, and I'm not dead yet. So I had the manager special, and yesterday's was expired. But you know what? But maybe it's like one of those things where, you know, sushi very fresh is okay and very expired is okay.
No, don't say that. That's not true at all.
Listen,
that's true. You shouldn't even test that.
He's just setting it up for Salmonella November. It's all right.
Salmon November.
So, Junior.
Pork November, where I don't cook the pork properly.
Chickenosis.
So what's the most exotic fish you've had during Fishtober?
Red grouper.
Oh, yeah. Those are huge fucking reef fish.
You know what it tastes like?
Fish?
Exactly like all the other fish. Except it's $60.
Wow.
Fuck that.
Is that the most expensive fillet you've gotten?
Yeah, red grouper.
Yeah.
It was like about $60, I think. And I went to one of those sustainable fish places. That was a mistake.
That's why it was $60.
That's 45 of the 60.
Yeah. But you have to remember that Junior is also keto, so he can't have any breaded fish.
I got to smash up pork rinds and put it on there.
When he couldn't find any anchovies for his pizza in Indianapolis, he just ended up having to go down at last call for the pantry where he got that tuna on the run, that pre-mixed travel tuna.
Like Lunchables for adults.
Yeah, it tastes like cat food.
Yeah,
I took some of those elk hunting, and one was chicken and one was tuna, and they were indistinguishable from each other, and neither tasted like food. It tastes like cat food.
I mean, I know how your elk hunt turned out, so maybe it doesn't matter. But isn't smell a big deal in elk camp?
Oh, you have to de-smell yourself in the morning before you head out.
How does tuna work in that equation?
Well, you have the spray of descenting and you have wipes of descenting. That was one of my hardest things of elk hunting is that I couldn't take my weed out when I'd leave camp. I'd have to smoke in the morning and then take off to go hunt all day with no more weed.
Wow.
Yeah, no elk would be coming anywhere near Junior Stopka.
I would send Junior the other way to drive the elk toward me when I took him hunting.
So, Junior, what's the worst fish that you've had?
Anchovy.
Really?
Was that today's?
Today's.
Can you tell us about that?
Well, because you're supposed to soak it before you put it on the fish. See, this is my mistake. I just do the shit instead of looking up how to do it.
Yeah.
You know? So it's really salty and really fishy.
Yeah, but I've seen you drink the juice out of a sardine can.
Oh, that's delicious.
Oh.
They're not the same thing.
Salty fish with bones.
Mm-hmm. They're not the same.
I like gelatinated bones in the sardines. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
I was gonna do that at the Sky Club. I was gonna order a Clamato Bloody Mary, but without the clam juice. Just to confuse them.
Yeah.
Like I've never heard of tomato juice, just regular. Yeah.
A V8 without the vegetables? You think they have
a clam juice extractor in the back?
You know, like decaffeinated coffee? It's still got some clam in it. All right, well, I got to fucking unpack, repack, and go to Philadelphia tomorrow.
Three shows, Philly. I think I'll check while you guys are talking. I'll see if there's tickets. Well, yeah, I'll see if there's tickets. No, won't matter. This will all be out.
Junior, what'd you do with your anchovies today, though? I saw the pictures.
Put them on a crustless pizza. I saw Tracy go, was that a crustless pizza? She figured it out beforehand. She's a genius.
She's robbing her of that crust.
Good
thing I'm not there.
Is an anchovy the same as a sardine?
No, it's an anchovy.
Sapporo beer.
Here's the difference. Sardine doesn't taste as fishy. It's actually brine. They just put a bunch of salt on it until it tastes like shit after like 30 days. And then you use it on your whatever, pizza.
So is this part of your expired, very expired sushi is okay mindset?
I think so. As long as it's cured in salt. but then it tastes awful at the same time, which is what Fishtober is about.
Awful tasting protein.
What's tomorrow's fish?
Oh, I got catfish, and that's going to be delightful.
Now, what have you saved for Philly?
I'm going to take all canned fish because I'm tired of running around trying to find fish. So I'm just going to check a bag with canned fish, and that way I got a nice at least 4 days supply of fish.
How many different kinds of canned fish are there?
There's kipper snacks. There's tuna, obviously. Sardines, which I haven't done yet. I'm saving it for the end.
Ooh, salmon. A treat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Salmon, you can get canned.
Yeah, he said that.
Oh, I didn't.
The kippers, I've had the kippers. Someone from a listener from the podcast sent us a bunch of kippers, and they are real. It's very fishy. And it smoked, absolutely. But it was delicious. I did like it, but
the house still stinks.
Yeah, the house. What?
Herring.
Yep. Mm.
Get that in a can. That might be the worst one because that's pickled fish, which is
yeah.
All right. If you were in a bind, Junior, would you a cat food that had a fish that you haven't eaten if you couldn't find any other fish, or would you just give up on the project?
I'm thinking when I'm 65, I'm going to anyway, so I'll just start to do it now.
Right. Develop a taste for it.
Can I suggest, too, we've alluded, you guys talked about Junior's famous smell. Maybe towards the end of Fishtober, you could charge people to come up and smell you in like a merch line. Would be a profitable thing.
I guess if they keep the distance, I mean, yeah, you know, 6 feet away, you can still smell me, right?
You can fish for the entire month. I don't think it's going to, you're like 8 feet is fine.
A fan.
Right.
What about gefilte fish?
That's what I was trying to think of.
I'm not touching that.
Come on, man.
What is that?
I don't think that's fish.
It is. It's jelly, but it's jellied fish. So it's tough.
I'm going to save it for maybe Halloween because, my gosh, that's scary. The worst taste. That's the only reference I got is King of the Hill when Bobby took a
that was Ludafisk
and burned the church down.
That's different. You know? That's Ludafisk. That's Ludafisk. Also
King of the Hill fan. I thought it was the filter.
Nope, that was the Ludafisk because the new pastor was from Green Bay.
Well, they're both rotten, smell like shit, right?
Yes, yeah, totally.
I have to eat them.
There's also mackerel fillets in oil.
Mackerel's good. I think I have mackerel in oil too. So I got all those. So it's going to smell like fish. Hopefully one explodes in my or maybe I can complain to one of the airlines. You exploded my fish. This is the worst airline.
And in the middle of Fishtober, what am I supposed to do now?
Junior, I have to ask too. Now I'm curious about this. Are you normally a big fish eater, or is this way outside your comfort zone to eat fish? Because you seem well knowledgeable, you know, well versed on a lot of fish.
I don't eat fish because they're disgusting. So yeah, I figured that's the good reason to do it, right?
I agree. Maybe I like fish that I've caught. That's about the fish I will usually eat.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Check out betterhelp.com/Stanhope for 10% off your first month. Life is full of stressors. It doesn't matter who you are or what you have. Your life is probably stressful. Hey, betterhelp.com. I always tout betterhelp.com for you, the person that is suffering with some kind of mental illness or just a bad day, or you just need someone to unload on. But the other thing about betterhelp.com is when someone comes to you saying, listen, I'm losing my shit. What do I do? And you go, fucked if I know. Now you can tell them, go to betterhelp.com. And that way, at least you feel better about giving someone good information about what to do when they're cutting themselves or, there's still a little piece in there. Sorry, I'm paraphrasing Junior Stopka's bit. The point is, betterhelp.com is a place that you can feel comfortable sending your friend who has issues without having to know what the fuck you're talking about. Maybe you're not feeling down and out and depressed or like you're at a total loss, but if your stress is high, your temper is shorter than usual, or even if you're starting to feel the strain in any of your relationships, you could probably use a chance to unload. Unload the stress and get it out. Talk to someone who's completely unbiased about your life. Someone who's not going to judge you or take sides on anything. When there's shit you can't tell anyone or feel like you can't unload to your family or friends, you need to unload it. And that's what therapy can be. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Unload the stressors and get some unbiased feedback. You'd be pretty surprised at what you might gain from it. See if it's for you. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Doug Stanhope podcast listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/Stanhope. That's BETTERHELP.com/Stanhope for 10% off your first month.
This podcast is brought to you by another podcast, the World Record Podcast. Hi, it's me, the B-Man, and I'm telling you, you should listen to the World Record Podcast. Go to worldrecordpodcast.com, watch the videos, join the Patreon. It's the funniest podcast in the world. Listen.
If you put a frog in a kangaroo's pouch, is that safe? For the frog, mostly, I guess. Because I know in the kangaroo's pouch, that's kind of where there's a nip in there. So I'm wondering if the frog was put in the pouch and he sucked on the nip, would the kangaroo milk hurt the frog?
You would have to go to a veterinarian for that.
Okay.
So go to worldrecordpodcast.com. Watch all the videos, join the Patreon, listen to all the episodes. Just do it.
You ever did standing doggy? Have you ever heard of it?
Standing doggy? What is it? It's a beer?
No.
It's a position.
It's a position. You can. It's doggy, but you stand.
I don't know what you're talking about, Casey.
You are listening to the Doug Stanhope Podcast.
Disgusting December is my new plan. Seaweed, all this shit I won't, nobody likes.
Kimchi, yeah.
Yeah, kimchi, everything. What is it? Sea urchin? That's not
uni. I was just going to bring up sea urchin.
I love uni.
He loves it.
That's the only thing I've ever eaten at sushi that I couldn't swallow. I had to spit it back into the napkin. I swallowed
animal.
Rotten milk. That I swallowed. There was a delay. But the texture of sea urchin, I remember going to sushi with Joby and he's like, yeah, I love the sea urchin. And I knew he was thinking of something else. Maybe surf clam or something. And when it showed up, I can't remember if he ate it or he didn't, but either way, he was definitely wrong. He was thinking of something else.
I love it. I think it tastes like, yeah. Hey, Junior, there's another one, sardines and tomato sauce. Have you done that?
I've done it, but I'm not a fan. Okay. I like the fish. It's got to be fishy.
Yeah.
You can't mask the fish smell. If you try to mask it.
Yeah, I get it.
You know what I mean?
But we'll be in Philly and we're in an area you can walk to shit. So I'm sure we're going to be able to find a sushi bar that has something weird that probably even haven't heard of.
Mm-hmm. Something alive would be fun too. Ooh. You know?
Yeah, I suggest going to an Asian market. Look for an Asian market and get an Uber over there in Philly. And they'll have tons of stuff that's canned. I mean, you won't know what it is, but there'll be a fish on the outside of the can.
Well, no, the can is just as a backup in case you can't find actual
fish. But there'll be different kinds of fish that, I mean, you wouldn't even be able to get, you know, fresh if you were at a monger.
Do shellfish count?
No, it's got it. Well, I was thinking that. The shark count? I'm not going to eat shark.
Don't eat shark. Don't eat swordfish, dude. Come on.
Right, because it's not good. Unless they're already dead, then I'll eat them.
What, wait, you think I meant don't eat live sharks? Is that what you think? Junior, don't eat a live swordfish, whatever you do.
It's very dangerous.
These are weird rules for shark or fish Vember or whatever we're doing. Fish Tober.
Yeah, no, I was just thinking, when I asked, When I asked Junior if shellfish counted, he had to actually think about it. Like, you make the rules.
Yeah. I think you should go pure.
It has to have gills. It has to have gills.
Oh, so you can eat crab.
Now the cat's getting in on the conversation.
Well, it's got to have fins and gills. How about that? Fins and gills.
So, but you could do eel, right?
Wait a minute. Catfish doesn't have fins.
Yeah. No, catfish doesn't have, yeah, it does.
Fins.
Scales.
Oh, yeah, scales. That's what I was thinking. Scales, you know, sorry.
Eel fish is technically its name, right?
Yeah, an eel is a fish. Is
technically the name of shellfish. So there's fish in the name, so it has to count.
Yeah, but they're crustaceans. Yeah.
This is like when that guy kicked a double punt a couple weeks ago, and even the refs didn't know if it was legal.
I just missed the 68-yarder. You know what I mean on that?
Fishtober has so many rules.
No on the shellfish because there's a lot of types of shellfish. But yeah, I got enough time to eat a lot of fish, so we'll see. The disgusting ones I'm saving till the end because it's going to be Halloween.
Yeah,
and then I'm going to try to get the rest of the ones out of the way. But
I wish I had a dead kiver right now because I would make Valentina stick a candle in it and I'd bring it out into the camera and sing "Happy Birthday to You." It's Junior's birthday.
Junior,
happy birthday,
Junior. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy
Junior's
birthday
still,
to you.
Junior's still in his 30s, Chaley.
Oh my God!
Oh wow!
What are you? 39? 38?
38.
We've known Junior for like 40 years, and he's only 38.
Vampire.
Actually, I think my dad served with Junior in the NOM.
True.
Yeah. He's my godfather. Did I even tell you that? Junior's my godfather.
That's what I got Junior for his birthday, is that glass he's drinking out of.
Yeah. Plastic.
I saw that.
It's good looking.
And I remembered mine, too. I didn't lose it over 4 days.
Well, it's worth it. Yeah.
On my kitty coaster.
Well, Junior, I can't remember if I've ever had a sardine, but I think I'll do one just in celebration of Fishtober and solidarity with you for.
You never had sardines?
You're gonna eat that up here,
I don't think,
right?
I have. I've done. My grandmother used to eat, I think, smoked oysters on New Year's for good luck, and I know I've had. Well, I said I had the kippers. I don't think I've ever really had a sardine.
I like sardines once in a while, but if I give you a tip, eat them with some pretzels, and then that way you don't know what's the spine of the fish crunching in your mouth or the pretzel.
I don't care about that. I don't mind chewy. I don't mind crunchy.
They use them in salad dressing. They just mash them up.
Yeah.
And you can do that with anchovies and just use them in salad dressing, and they'll kick up the umami flavor. A lot of people do that.
Anchovies are what are in Caesar dressing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you could also, somebody told me, you take some burger meat and put like a little bit of the anchovy paste in there and mix it up. Kicks up the umami flavor a lot, too, on burgers, too.
People use it to replace salt sometimes.
Yeah.
Because of the salt in it?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, the glutamate.
And the glutamate.
The salt isn't fishy enough. How do I make this salt fishier?
It doesn't taste like fish. It's the glutamates that makes the savoring it. That's a thing for you to learn there.
What about Gilda clams?
What about Gilda Radner? She looks Gild clams?
That's Gilda Radner. Shell. She's expired sushi.
And has a Gild clam.
I've eaten her. Anything that has fins, I think, counts.
Besides and eyes.
Shark. I'll eat a whale. Doug's ate a whale.
I was just going to say that with Brian's booking techniques, there is a chance he might throw Oslo, Norway in between Philly and West Palm Beach, and that's where you can still eat whale.
Yeah, but that's a mammal. It's not a fish.
Yeah, I guess mammals don't count. But I do want to eat a dolphin just to see what it tastes like.
Oh, I just wanted to eat it to teach it a lesson. Smart now.
It's cute animals, Vember, you know? Cute animals.
Pandas.
Kittens.
And dolphins. Huh? Hello.
Lop-eared bunnies. Yeah. Koala sushi.
Giraffe cake. Hey, feeding giraffes is the best thing I've ever done in my life.
I did it too.
I was at the Delaware State Fair, and you pay at $2 for carrots, and yep. then $2 buys you unlimited happiness for the rest of your life.
A bargain at double the price.
Absolutely.
Junior, what are you doing for your birthday besides selecting a fish for the day?
I made my family a keto cake so I can eat it with them. And then I'm going to probably go see a shitty movie. And I'm going to get really drunk at some bar that they don't know me at. I haven't been kicked out yet.
How many bars have you been kicked out of?
I think two. But that's pretty low.
That's reasonable.
Yeah.
I've been kicked out of two bars. And one of them I worked at.
I've got kicked out of the bars that I regularly drink at, but I'm invited back.
Yeah. Not 86.
86, yeah. Not that much. I'm doing
I was kind of 86th from where we just played.
Oh, that's right.
At the Funny Bone in Omaha, at Colleen that runs it. Fucking sweetest lady in the world. God damn, was she fun. She was one of the best club owners I've ever worked with.
Drunken aunt. She was like the drunken aunt that just is like loose-lipped and just, you know. You know, she's got the new young haircut and she can't wait to tell everybody off. It's like so fun.
Yeah, when we asked her about, like, who's the worst diva you ever had to work with here, she wasn't reticent at all. Like, sometimes we ask the wait staff who's the biggest dickhead, shithead, and they're like, oh, I don't want to say. Oh, Colleen didn't mind saying.
Yeah.
He's like, hang on, let me get a list.
You don't have to say the names, but any of the regular names we know of?
100%.
Yeah, there's one that we've been hearing a lot, but it's not like the douchey demanding type, but really scared, nebbishy, texting. Hey, someone's knocking on the green room door. Come save me. I don't know who. And it was just the server saying, is there anything we could get you, Mr. So-and-so from Full House?
Tracy guessed it. She whispered that in my ear. She nailed it.
There's two that do stand up from that show. So
we know who it is. Yeah. She's right.
Hey, could you imagine waiting on Woody Allen in the green room? Oh boy. You don't know who's coming in. You know, he's all weird. Oh, whatever.
Waiting up. Yeah.
I think I'm going to wrap this up. I've had two giant Sapporos and I have a fucking. I have a full slate of boarding pass notes. You know how infamously funny my shit is that I wrote on a boarding pass when I was shit-faced on a plane? So I got to go through those. I did breeze through some of them. Some of them are maybe workable, but I've been drinking again.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go find a fish alcohol, too. So
smoke salmon vodka. Salmon vodka.
Salmon vodka.
Absolute salmon vodka.
So I'll do that at the end of the month, too.
Jesus.
It's good in Bloody Marys. That's what they make it for.
Yeah.
Do they not sell those things that you just beat yourself in the fucking back with anymore? Is that
when the Ayatollah dies?
Like that?
What's that called?
Flagellation.
It's like flagellation, but I don't know what they call it.
Flagellation? Yeah.
Cat and I too.
You're the fucking weirdest person in the world, Junior, and I love you for it.
Thank you. You're my second favorite weirdest guy.
Oh, next to I'm you. Curious.
Yeah.
We still have, how many dates do we have coming up, Chaley?
Oh,
we
shit. Have
three in Philly, four in Florida, and then
three,
New Year's
three
Eve.
In Texas. Three in Texas.
Oh, Texas. Fuck, I forget all about Texas.
And then New Year's Eve, the link is up on the website now. Go to DougSignUp.com. Better yet, just get on the mailing list, and you'll find out when these things happen. But you can get the tickets for the Plaza Showroom Show on New Year's Eve, coming up in Vegas. And, get rooms. There's room packages and all that shit. It's all on the website.
I don't know if it's up yet, but Key West is the weekend before Super Bowl. I'll be in Key West. So both Vegas and Key West destination shows. Book your tickets, plan a vacation. We'll be getting fucked up on both of those.
Wait, the Key West show. The Key West show, is that are we doing brown paper tickets on that?
I have no idea. That's a Hennigan question.
Okay, I'll contact him. If I can put it up, it'll be up by the time this goes out.
But the Houston show, the only full show I'm doing in Houston is on the Thursday, and then I'm doing Skankfest Friday, Saturday, which they still haven't told me what exactly I'm doing. They did email Hennigan and go, would he be interested in doing Killing Tony? And I go, well, yeah, of course.
Kill Tony, not Killing Kill Tony. Tony. That's whatever. A different show.
Killing Tony is a different one. That's a different guy.
That's a
Tony.
Fantasy.
I'm going to be on Killing Your Entire Family. That's a good show, too. I come out and...
Killing Tony's family. A fetish.
Huh? So they wanted you... Skankfest wanted you to maybe do an episode of Kill Tony?
Yeah, but I mean, that's all they've told me I'm doing. I'm there for the weekend. I have no idea, but that's what I'm saying. The only full show I'm doing is the one that's on the website at the Improv. That's going to be my full set. Everything else is just going to be a hodgepodge. I don't think anyone knows what's going on because I don't think they know what the fuck they're doing. They have a good thing going. It's going to be a fucking good time. You're going to see someone in a what do you call that?
Body bag?
No, in a scandalous situation. But yeah.
Canceled.
Yeah, that's the new. That's a newfangled way of saying it.
I got a tip for everybody out there. This is not a plug, but if you order Papa John's and you order the meats, they do not put bacon on there. So make sure you put bacon on there when you eat the top.
I'm glad you just threw your hair off your logo because I had to keep correcting Junior because his logo wasn't showing. His hair was over. I go, you always have to be branding, Junior.
ABB?
Always be branding.
Yes.
If you order your Papa John's pizza well done, it comes out a lot better than just their regular doughy-centered pizza.
Good call for most places, yeah.
I thought you were going to say it comes out sooner, and I go, that doesn't make specific sense. Chaley leaves right when I'm trying to close this?
Yeah, he had to take a phone call. You can close. Just
checking some dates. That Skankfest sounds like fun, man. If I was a person that wanted to go places, I'd want to go there. That seems like it would be
fun. The Chaley's driving.
We're driving. But we're not driving back immediately. driving out.
I've done so many things in the last couple of months. I'm so grateful not to be able to have to go anywhere anytime soon. And
I've been liking all your helping old people and killing elk posts.
Thanks, man. I used to try to do funny stuff. Now I just do sad stuff.
Junior and I laughed so hard at this stupid fucking Domino's thing from the fucking morning till we fell down that night. It was just really fun to be juvenile and stupid with no point.
I think it's funnier that no one reacted.
I love it.
That's a thing.
None of my business.
Yeah.
I don't ask a lot of questions.
I did stop using a scooter to get to my hotel because I think Doug got mad at me way too many times.
Oh, did you Uber?
Yeah, I Ubered.
Oh, wow. How was that?
Yeah. It was good. A guy, he was Middle Eastern and he believed in genies or something.
The djinn.
And he said, I'm scared of the djinns. And I go, is that a new race to hate? I was so happy. Turns out it was some sort of ghost or something, you know?
That's big in Middle Eastern culture.
It's in the Quran.
I'm tired of it.
Junior was ready to be a djinnist.
I'm a white djinnicist, you know?
Yeah, he was Kuwaiti, like Tariq. So I did. I did throw in a mashallah, and he didn't. He didn't seem to react.
Maybe he was just wearing a uniform and faking it.
You know, my favorite part, and I hope this is okay. He believed in djinns, but he called Joe Rogan a dumbass.
Joe Rogan's a dumbass. Like he snorts coke right there on YouTube, and I'm like. Yeah, the dumbass thing is arguable, but no, he didn't ever snort coke. I can guarantee you, Joe Rogan.
I wonder what he saw that he thought that that's what was going on.
Yeah. Well, he snorted something.
A meme.
Yeah. That was his answer.
Yeah, some Photoshop thing. It's like, hey, idiot, it's also got a kangaroo body. Do you think that's Joe Rogan? Joe Rogan with a pouch? That's where he keeps his coke?
That's what the gins can do.
Now, that's true.
You're powerful.
That's true. Gins are powerful. That's a big thing. Tarek told us all about the gins.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, yeah. It's a big deal.
Yep. They're literally in the Quran.
They're made of fire, right?
They can be made of fire, yeah.
And who's the other one? Angels.
Mm-hmm.
Have we successfully talked Tarek out of selling that house?
I don't know. Yeah, I think so. I didn't do anything. Well, I did a little. I think you did more, but...
Well, it's kind of like when Raider wanted to move back to New York, and we said, don't do that. And he goes, all right.
that was pretty easy. That was a very quick meeting. Wow, why did we even have a meeting? This should have just been like over the phone.
That was just him dipping his toe in the water to see if you guys still wanted him around. Oh, I'm going to go. All right, I'll stay.
All right, one more drink.
Good.
I'm getting off of this beer, and I'm going to make myself a proper cocktail.
Right on. For Junior's birthday.
Junior, you'll always be in your 30s in my eyes.
Oh, thank you. Hopefully my hair won't get gray.
Well, it'll take a long time till it gets to the end, so don't worry about it.
Once I start coloring it, the jig is up.
The jig is up.
Well,
the gin is up.
The gin is up.
For the listener, gin is spelled D-J-I-N-N.
Yes,
it's
it
where the word genie originated, but that's how it's spelled. Mm-hmm. And you learned something today, and I think we all learned something. Come to the shows. Let's get weird. We're all dead soon. There's more variants coming. The economy's collapsing. The world is going to be on fire, and we're going to fiddle.
But your pizza's going to be delivered hot. And through the Domino's Air Force.
That pie in the sky.
Keep your eye on the prize.
There's your title, Chili's, so you don't have to call me later.
I already wrote it
30,
down.
30,000 feet in the air or less. We'll get it to you.
Domino's Air Force pie in the sky.
With minimum topping grazing.
Yeah. No crust.
Please feel free to email or tweet our next airplane gag that we can buy for under $100 on fucking eBay. Uniforms. I want you to write the jokes and everything. I don't want to put a lot of effort into it. I'll just spend the $100. All right. Visors off to you, my friend. Love you. See you next week.
Happy birthday, Junior.
Yes, happy birthday, Junior.
Take us out of here, Bingo.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
It should just say murder.